880. Close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. 180.
Thank you.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 8, 9, and 10. Daniel chapter 12, verse 8, 9, and 10. Before we sit down. And I heard, but I understood not, concerning the revelation of the end time that was given to Daniel. God showed Daniel so many things. The book of Daniel is synonymous to the book of Revelation. The book of Daniel reveals the Antichrist. We will look at it when we get to chapter 13. Hallelujah. And the book of Daniel spoke of so many things that God also revealed to John in the Isle of Patmos. He revealed what the Jews will go to. Reveal the things that will come to pass in the end. And even how long. He gave him calculations. He was more specific with Daniel than even John. He gave him time frame within which he can look through. And then Daniel had to ask this question. And I heard, but I understood not. Verse 8. Then said I, "Oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things that you revealed to me concerning Israel and the whole world?" And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." Can't you see how special we are? Till the time of the end, before it will be revealed. Don't bother to know anything, Daniel. I gave it, but it's not for you. It is for the time of the end. Verse 9. Hallelujah. And verse 10. He said, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand." Everybody, shall we go? But the wise shall understand. God bless you. The wise, sit down. Amen. So the book of the study of the book of Revelation is for us. The study of the book of Revelation is for us. And remember that there are two categories of sincere, clean-hearted Christians known as the virgins. And Christ let us know that there are the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. The foolish ones will not understand. Also, that's what makes them foolish. But the wise will understand. And let me tell you something. Just as God has ordained, listen, that salvation, in his process of saving mankind, he has ordained that he will use man to preach salvation to man. He has also ordained that he will reveal revelation through man. He will decode his encoded mysteries through man. And that is why he also has in a fivefold ministry in the office of the teacher. Praise God. So that you have a duty to listen. If you don't listen, you will remain foolish. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. All of them went to offer sacrifice to God, Cain and Abel, both of them. One was accepted, one was not accepted. Why was one accepted? Because he did it by revelation. Paul called it by faith. Faith is revelation. The other one did not do it by revelation. Therefore, he could not do it properly, and it was not accepted by God. Those two groups of people are carrying Bible today all over the world. As a group that are supposedly serving God, but not by revelation. Israel, in Romans chapter 9, it says, Apostle Paul says, they are serving God partially, but not according to knowledge. Chapter 10. Not according to knowledge. So knowledge is important. With all that getting, get understanding. Get knowledge. It's so important that we are lacking in Christianity is not the anointing. We have too much of anointing in the faith today. In Christendom, so much anointing, too much anointing everywhere. What is lacking is revelation of the word. And when I say revelation of the word, every one of them, they pick one scripture or the other and they dissect it. But I'm trying to tell you, like Apostle Paul told Timothy, that there are scriptures that can make you wise unto salvation. There are scriptures that have no salvation virtue. I have been stressing it. There are scriptures, hallelujah, that your knowledge of it only enables you to enjoy some things on earth here. But it has nothing to do with eternal destination. And this includes scriptures for healing and deliverance. Yes, you can stand on the word of God and raise somebody from the dead. But please, that person will still die again. Oh yes. Oh, there is nobody that has the power to raise somebody from the dead and not die again. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me, and I've tried to let you understand what that scripture means. If he is the way for you to come up from the dead and live forever, not die again, is in the hand of Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what he's commissioning his servants now to teach, to make you wise unto salvation, so that you will know where to put your efforts in, every one of us that desire to live eternally. If you want to live eternally, he is the way. He will show us the way. And there are scriptures he has given, and carnal preachers magnify scriptures that have no salvation virtue. Especially these motivational speakers that have taken upon themselves the title of pastors, and they are picking Bibles to use the wisdom of God to motivate people to remain earthly and acquire earthly things and have nothing to do with the eternal destination. And those are the kind of things that people want to hear. When we want to talk about things that will take us to heaven, they are not, you know, the people with itchy ears, they won't enjoy that. Because prosperity makes you look. Prosperity, healing, those gospels. Listen. I've said it. I'll continue to say it in case somebody is hearing me for the first time. Praise the Lord. When you come to Jesus Christ, there are two aspects of him that you will catch. When you come to him, he has a lot of blessings in his hands. Anything you want from him, he will give you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But listen, church. He has his hands, and he also has his face. He has his image. He has his character. And what most preachers do, and 99% of the Christian world, what they do is they point the believers to the hands of Jesus. They hardly point people to the face of Jesus. Therefore, not too many Christians know how Jesus looks like. But all Christians know what you can get from him. But how he looks like,
Not too many people know. And if you want to look at Jesus, you want and remember that our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:29 says so. We are destined to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. And until that image is formed in you, hallelujah, and the likeness of Christ is seen in you, your destiny has not yet been fulfilled. No matter what anointing you operate. And that is all we try to do. To give you reason to be more like Him. More like Him. But many of us, who do you want to look like? You want to look like some characters that have no bearing with the scripture, with your spiritual life, the spiritual development. And so when you come to church, what do you see women doing? They are competing with fashion. Fashion. The latest fashion you want to see, you go to church. What are the brothers? What do they pride with? The type of cars they ride. The latest car they ride. The latest things, the type of shoe they wear, the type of designer suits they wear. Any new suit you acquire, you are waiting for an occasion in the church that you will wear it and come and show the brethren. And then they will add to that, the Lord is good. Can't you see me? The Lord is good. That because they believe it is after they went to the mountain and came back that they got a new car. The Lord is good. But they went to the mountain to pray, to acquire healthy things. They never go to the mountain to pray to receive Holy Ghost. Listen, go to the mountain and see. I've been to mountain, every mountain for here, I don't go before. Go to the mountain and see. Everyone that goes to the mountain, if you see them open Bible, go and look. They are looking at Psalm. Now Psalm that they read. Oh Lord, judge them that hurt me. Oh Lord, judge them. They will read the Psalm, they will close it. Judge them, judge them, judge them. In Jesus' name, they will open again. Nobody will read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. These ones will not inherit the kingdom. Adulterers. Then you can say, hey, and they commit adultery. Oh, Father, on this mountain, when I go back, let me not fornicate again. You will never see that type of prayer. And so what happens? Christianity is increasing by number, but the image of Christ is fading more and more away. No more love of God. No more brotherly love. It is now acquisition of material things. The race to acquire earthly things. And see hypocrisy. The same people teaching you that, they will spare some 5 minutes and tell you we are in the end time. If they are not, imagine that a 90-year-old man is struggling to occupy and fighting over land. They're not cursing. Imagine a 90-year-old man will not get wife, will not get children. There is nothing, nobody to inherit anything he's leaving behind. And then he is there, struggling over land. He's there for court. It's my land. And then he's 90 years old. You know something is wrong with him. That is the estate of Christians who say, we are in the end time. We shall soon go home and see. Come for service. Wait. And they pursue one something. And they pursue one something. You have no time for even fellowship with God. You have no time to do anything for your spiritual development. You are like that 90-year-old. You are a hypocrite. So when it is time for Bible study like this, we are doing such study to give you reason to take your eternal destination more seriously than some of us do now. Praise the Lord. I had cause to tell somebody They will. You know, I will receive all manner of advice and comments to make me look as if I am an odd person. And they are quick to make you look as if you are odd. Because the things that worry them don't worry me. The things that worry them don't worry me. Brother, you know you have children. What will you leave for them? And you know, there's a way they will say it. The thing will enter your head. Not true. Brother, where did my papa leave for me? I'm trying to knock it off my head. That's why they think. Because this one won't worry me so. Where did my own papa leave for me? Where me had a struggle to live for my children. When my papa died, where did he live for me now? Praise God. Hallelujah. So the same God that took care of me, he will take care of my children. Oh, you don't believe it. I'm not saying you should not leave something for your children. But you should not die to leave, kill yourself to leave something for your children. There's anything at all you will leave for your children is a legacy that you brought them to God. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Pointed to the importance of the Bible. I had the story of a man. Hallelujah. That his son disturbed him. I want a car. A particular type of car. And this guy became sick unto death. The son still went to him by the bedside. That's how you will die. You will not give me this car. And the father said that the car you need is inside the Bible. That is on top of so place. A brand new Bible that I bought. The car you need is inside that Bible. The car key is inside that Bible. Daddy now. Oh. The man died. They buried the man 1 year after. He came across that Bible that is on top. Dust cover everything. He said, oh, this old man, the Bible way, keep telling me, go, Bible. He went and took the Bible, neatly packed in a packet and everything. And when he opened the Bible, there was actually a car key there. And he looked at it. The car that he has been looking for was inside that Bible. The father pointed him to the Bible. But instead of him to go to the Bible to get the promise of the father, he was looking up somewhere else. And what happened? For the past 1 year, he has been living and driving and entering Okada when his father has provided a car for him. He kept it in the Bible. The Lord God Almighty, everything we need is in the Bible. If you will pick that Bible, you will see your blessing there. Praise the Lord. So of you to concentrate on things that will link you and have a relationship with God. At your spare time, what do? You watch movies. Satan has so much taken over the world. I'm telling you, all of us sitting down here, all of us, if you allow me to speak, all of us, anybody that the thing never catch is because you never get the money to acquire it. Internet. Smartphones. Your tablets. Your flat screen television. Your DVD players. See, has it not occurred to you, if you want to be sincere, how long, calculate from morning till night when you go to bed, Take time. Evaluate how you spent your time that day. Be sincere. Do that for 1 week and judge yourself. How many hours you gave to this social something? You were pinging. What do you call it? WhatsApp. What, I don't know what you call it. What do they call them? Facebook. And all those things. Look at the time you spent. And you know what? You are not doing anything there spiritually. Sometimes when you want to appease your conscience, then you just go to somewhere there for like 2 minutes and come back again. And then you are pinging and talking nonsense. I say nonsense because it does not increase anything. It does not add value to your life in anything. In anything. Now watch it. See the product now. It's what you feed yourself with. What is it? I'm saying this for a reason. What is it? You know more about worldly characters than you know about Bible characters. And therefore, and the Bible characters are there for us to emulate. Whichever character you adore, it's only a matter of time you begin to act like that character. Before we talk what you know, all the stars, all the, somebody told me one time that a very popular actress was here, Nollywood actress was here, and they were describing that I even picked her in the spirit now, and that no knowing that when I picked her in the spirit, everybody knew her. And then she came, and then I gave her, I anointed her. I didn't know her. I don't know you. I didn't know her, and they were surprised that I said, I don't know her. They were calling one name, I forgot it. I said, I don't know her. Went up, who is she? She's a Nollywood star. Nollywood. Why? What are you concerning me with Nollywood? That you are surprised that I don't know her. Who is she? You are not even talking about the governor of my state. You are not talking about political leaders that affect my life. You are talking about an entertainer. What am I going to do with such? But that is what Christians feed on. They know them. Until pastors begin to think that their church must be important. That is why a Nollywood star can come there. And they brag with it. And they will put, you know, oh, Jesus. Ah, open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of you. Now I'm for me. Let's keep my hand. Now one. To bed to sleep, and you don't receive any spiritual revelation. Why? The last thing that you were working on, that some of you, the last thing you do, say, I've not gone to my Facebook account. Waiting. Then you see there, then you chat with friends, you chat with, hey, Holy Ghost, I cover myself, the fire, to sleep. Holy Ghost, fire everywhere in this room, fire, fire, blood. Father, good night. May you receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. The last thing you should do before you sleep is study the word. Read something that will quicken your spirit, man. Read something that will lift up your spirit and follow you to bed. Then from there you launch out in the spirit. Don't read something that will pull your spirit down and bring your flesh up. The kind of dream you will have, even you will wake up, you don't know what you dream. Because there is no meaning to it, because there is nothing meaningful you have added to your life before you went to bed. God will help us. I say, God will help us.